This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of the Steve Wachowski Interviews podcast. Joining me this time is the very lovely and hilarious and very kind Rachel Moore, all the way from America. I had to wake up early for this one. It was worth it. A nice and long 40-minute interview. I had to. Rachel Moore, we talk about everything. Video games, movies, television shows, YouTube hate that she seems to get a lot, Game Control Live, part of the AfterBuzz television network, cosplay, conventions, and Nintendo, the Wii U, and of course it's a lot of video games. I hope you enjoy it. Don't forget to contact Rachel at rachel.com, rachel.com, and at the Rachel on Twitter. And I hope you really enjoy the episode.
Hello.
Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
I am tired. It is early. I must
But you're still in your pajamas. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't get up until 1, so I've been up for almost 2 hours.
Okay. It's 7:50 a.m.
Ugh.
I know. I love my sleep, but it's the sacrifices you make, I guess.
And you're in Australia?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, wow. That's so awesome.
It is, but it's freezing, and it's not even winter yet.
Ugh. I hate the cold. It's like the worst thing ever.
I know. The weather is terrible.
Yuck. Luckily, it's warming up here, finally.
Whereabouts are you? Los Angeles, I think you moved, didn't you?
Yeah, I just moved to LA, and it's kind of been a cold, like, spring, people have been saying. So I'm kind of waiting for it to warm up and get the weather that people usually complain about.
Do they normally complain when it's, like, really, really hot, or it's...
Yeah, it's supposed to get really hot, like, stupid hot, but that's what I like. So I'm waiting for that.
So you're waiting for the proof, obviously, because it's not that great there, the weather.
No. It's not even 80 right now.
Oh, that's right, because you guys are Fahrenheit, and it's different to us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, yeah.
But I mean, so, yeah, anyway...
It's not hot.
That's right. Anyway, I wanted to get you on so we can chat about video games and movies and stuff, and yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I did write some things down, so it's not just completely blabbering on about nothing.
Okay.
Let's start here. So, yeah, your earliest video game experience. How did that go?
It was awesome. I was with Atari 2600, and Pitfall was, like, my first addiction. And I would play that game so much because I was determined to beat it. Like, there was nothing in the world that was going to keep me from beating Pitfall. And the day I found out there was no ending, I was crushed. Like,
all that time.
Oh, God. I know. Because that's all I wanted in life was to beat Pitfall. There's no ending. It completely crushed me. But I never stopped playing. I've been playing ever since.
Have you played it since then?
No.
You just gave
up. I moved on to, like... I think it was called, like, boxing or something. It was just the white figure and the black figure, and their arms were just put out in front of them, and they would barely move. I moved on to that. Yeah.
Boxing. I don't remember. Look, Punch-Out, I think it is, maybe?
Or is it maybe. Like, yeah. I just remember back then there were, like, sports games, and they were just named what they were. Like, this is baseball.
Yeah.
It was really easy back then.
That's right. It's, like, basketball in 1996 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like now when it's, like, better names, I guess, now, for sure.
Yeah, but we had, like, I think it was on the NES, Double Dribble, and that was amazing. It's the only sport game I've ever really loved was Double Dribble.
Really? I don't remember that game. How was that?
It was a little silly old stupid basketball game.
Just dribbling the ball.
Yeah, basically. As much as they could do on those systems back then.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I think my earliest video game one was Alex the Kid.
Oh, I never played that.
Really? It was kind of like a Mario, but light version, I guess.
Oh, wow. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's one of the earliest ones. But then you got Sonic, obviously, and Mario and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Of course. Did you like those mostly, though?
Yeah, but I was always more of a Mario girl than Sonic. I mean, Sonic was cool and all, but even when I was young, I liked to explore.
Right.
And in Sonic, there are, of course, the different levels you can take, and that would drive me crazy because I'd have to play it again so I could go the different route. But then the fact that I would lose all of my rings after all that time would just drive me insane.
Yes,
It
very
was
frustrating.
too much of a fast-paced game. I like to take my time with my games and
Yeah.
kind of soak them in. And Sonic was just too, it was like Mario on cocaine.
Yes, definitely on he's on speed for sure.
Yes, he's on drugs. And that wasn't my style when I was a kid. So now I think I like Sonic now better than I did as a kid, but I'm still more of a Mario girl.
That's understandable. Mario is pretty great, even though they keep bringing out, more games of Mario, especially
Yeah.
at the Olympic ones and
Oh God, they need to stop those. And I'm kind of done with the new Super Mario Brothers style, the like
Yes, that's
co-op
right.
stuff. I want like a real, just flat out Mario game, kind of like Sunshine or Galaxies. And did they ever announce a new Paper Mario?
I think they did announce one for the Wii U.
Okay, I would be very interested in a Paper Mario, not for 3DS, because
Ah,
tired
yes.
games that should be on the console coming out for handheld. But yeah, I would be very interested in that.
Oh, there is. There's a new Super Mario Brothers U.
Yeah,
That's
have that
lame.
too. It's all right. It's just like all the past ones.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of lame a little bit.
Yeah,
But now
just
that you've got games like, BioShock and ones that you love,
yes.
it's kind of hard to go back to those, childish-esque type of games, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes I can. I love Nintendo Land on the Wii U. I've been playing the single player Pikmin game like crazy, getting ready for
Oh,
Pikmin
the
3,
yes, that's
Chapter
right, the new
84 for
one.
years. So I'm super excited.
Have you got a have you sorry, have you played a Wii U yet? I haven't played it. Is it good?
Oh yeah, I have it.
What is on offer? How good is it?
Oh, the system's cool, Nintendo Land's cool, but they don't have enough games for it yet. Like single party, I mean, first party titles. They don't have any big hitters yet, so I'm kind of waiting.
Hopefully, this year's E3.
Yeah, they're not going to be doing E3.
I heard about that, but hopefully they still announce something, hopefully.
Yeah, they kind of have to. I mean, holy crap, it's going to be weird.
They're like one of the biggest video game companies and they won't announce anything.
Yeah, I know.
But don't they
Oh.
do their Nintendo Direct now?
Yeah, they do that, but even because they didn't really announce for a lot for the Wii U, so I kind of was like, oh, they're just announcing, the 3DS titles. They're gonna wait and announce the big Wii U titles at E3, and now it's like, nope,
They
we're not gonna do that either.
kind of backed out on that as well.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they were probably thinking people would be entertained by Zombie U and the other games.
That was entertaining for like the first few days, but after that, you're kind of like, all right, my system needs more games.
That's true. It kind of got a bit weird there with their console, I think.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure they know. I don't think they know what they're doing. They're just like, we don't know. Let's just not
Here's
announce
a bunch
it.
of old games.
Yeah, exactly. They're learning too much from Sony. Hey, if we just re-release games in HD, people will buy them again.
What would you like to see come out on HD though? I don't know if you've been asked that on your asked video show yet.
I don't think so. I'd love to see Eternal Darkness redone. But redone well. Like a lot of times we get them redone and it's like, oh, okay, thanks for that. But I want to see it like redone and represented well because Eternal Darkness was awesome.
It was kind of fun, I must admit.
I loved how it completely messed with my mind.
Games, when they do that, are awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
But then they are frustrating as well.
Oh, yes. Like, why are you deleting my save? Oh, you're just kidding. Oh, you game.
Thanks for wasting all those hours.
Yeah,
But speaking of video games, b before you were doing video game reviewing, how did you get into that?
it was just kind of really, I was really, really lucky. EGM contacted me and wanted to do like a little feature of me in their magazine, because I was part of their 1UP community and stuff, and that was just starting out. But then GamePro saw that and then approached me to write some articles for them. And then so I started writing for them, and then I started running a site for GamePro called Game Girl, and it was like another site of theirs, and it was just all girls. And so I was editor-in-chief of that. And GamePro just really gave me and my foot in the door in the industry. Kind of showed me game journalism, and this is what you do, this is what you don't do, this is how it works. And they really just kind of ushered me into it.
And did you always like it, though, right away?
Oh, yes. Yes, I quit college.
Oh, really? What were you studying?
Game industry. I was studying forensics. Well, it was, Yeah, forensics and abnormal psychology.
Oh, okay. That's a big difference.
I wanted to be a profiler. That was my goal. But then once the game industry stuff opened up, I was like, oh, no, no, no. This is what I'm supposed to do.
That's definitely a big change from...
Yeah.
That's great, though. It sounds like, you know, big change. Definitely. Are you ever thinking of going back to it?
No. I really game industry is definitely where I'm supposed to be. And once I can't do on-camera stuff anymore, because I'm going to get old and haggard, I hope to be able to consult and do game consulting. That would be my next step.
Really? Like, for what? Like, TV, I guess, or the websites?
Well, like, game developers.
Oh, okay. Right.
They're mid-production. A lot of times, they'll get stuck on an area. Like, what do we do with this? Or what are the gamers going to think about this? It's kind of, it's like being a beta tester, but not actually beta testing. You go in, they consult with you, like, this is what we're having problems with, how should we get through this level, and you just kind of guide them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty awesome.
It would be so awesome.
Well, it'd be great if you can make a career from it. That'd be really good.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But you seem to be doing all right for yourself right now. You moved to Los Angeles, didn't you, for it?
Yes, thank you.
Well, you can't complain when you move to Los Angeles, you know, the place where everything is.
Yeah, it's been amazing since moving out here. My only regret is I didn't move out here sooner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it here.
Well, what do you have coming up? You started on that one of the new AfterBuzz shows, the... How's that going?
That is going great. I love everybody on that show. I'm having the best time with them. And I just started doing some exclusive stuff with Loot Crate, who is a company that I had been doing unboxing. I've been unboxing their stuff on YouTube.
That's right. So I noticed. I am subscribed to your YouTube.
Oh, well, thank you. They asked me to start doing some stuff with them. That I'm just kind of focusing on my YouTube and trying to figure out new content to bring to YouTube, because when there's no game to really review,
that's especially when we go through a period where it's all terrible games and a drought, I guess you could say.
Yeah, then I kind of get stuck, like, what do I talk about? So I'm trying to find just new content.
What are you thinking of, like movie reviews and products, I guess?
More video game stuff, but
okay, you want to stick to the one thing.
Yeah, it's what I know. I like movies, but I usually don't watch movies that a lot of people watch. So I go to the movie theaters and see that new Tom Cruise movie, and I've been hearing people ranting and raving about it, and I thought it was meh. I thought it was kind of silly, and the story was predictable, and there was a movie that I'd seen called Moon that did that whole plot twist way better.
Oh, yeah, I actually saw that for the first time a couple of months ago.
Oh, Moon, it's so good.
It is really good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was really good. That twist with the, those weird alien guys.
Yeah.
It was weird. It kind of had like a Paranormal Activity feel to it.
I think we're talking about a different movie.
Are we? Oh. Wait, which Moon are you talking about?
Moon, the one I'm talking about was done by David Bowie's son, and it's only got one actor in it, and then Kevin Spacey's the voice of a robot, but it is just like one actor in this space station. And then
that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that one. That's right.
Yeah. Maybe you're thinking about Sunshine.
Ah, the same. Same.
I know. They're space titles.
Yes. Too many space titles. I don't know. People will still say 2001's the greatest space movie of all time. But
Star Wars is the best space movie of all time.
That is so great stuff. Are you excited for the new Star Wars?
No.
But you love Disney so much.
I know. I love Disney and I love Star Wars, and I do actually like the two together. But I mean, oh God, George Lucas did such an excellent job of making sure that that series was pounded into the ground and just beaten beyond recognition that I just don't even know what the new ones will be like.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird, releasing a new one every year or something, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, J.J. Abrams does a great Star Trek, but his style I don't think is going to fit well with the Star Wars universe. His Star Trek style is perfect. It's all really clean lines, very modern looking. He loves his freaking lens flares. That clean, very chic sci-fi is not going to work for the Star Wars galaxy
definitely
at all.
Not.
And definitely not his freaking lens flares. That's just not the Star Wars style. It's not fine lines. It's not very chic and classy like his Star Trek is. So I don't think he's going to do a great job.
No, he's going to get a backlash no matter what.
Yeah, he is good. I will say he's good. I just don't think he's Star Wars. I think Danny Boyle would have been a better Star Wars guy.
That would have been great, I think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I saw Super 8, and it wasn't that good. I didn't like that at all.
I didn't either. Oh, the plot twist and the story got really stupid and weird, and I don't know.
It just felt like one big, you know, movie just for Steven Spielberg. That's all it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of silly.
Weird. But, yeah, movies. Speaking of movies, you love horror movies, I believe.
I do.
Let's talk about horror movies. what did you recently see?
Evil Dead, the new Evil Dead, and Lords of Salem comes out this weekend, right? Ooh, I want to see that, the new Rob Zombie movie.
Well, see, with Australia, we don't get movies till like months later.
Oh, no!
I don't think we even got Evil Dead yet.
But
we
did
get... It's weird, we seem to get premieres before, but then they like come out later.
Uh-huh.
Like, we had the world premiere of Star Trek this week, but then it doesn't come out till May 9th.
Yeah.
It's weird, I must admit. But yeah, Evil Dead, how was it?
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. I don't see why Evil Dead needed a remake. Yeah. The first half was totally fan service. And
really? Just like a, you know, for the fans pretty much?
Yeah, but then the last half got really weird, and anybody who hadn't seen the past Evil Deads and watching the second half would have been completely lost as to, like, why the hell something was going on. It was just, I don't know. It was good, but it wasn't great. No, if it hadn't been called Evil Dead, if this movie had been called anything else, I wouldn't have liked it.
Well, what type of horror movies do you like?
I like the sick and disturbing.
So, like, Saw and...
Yeah, I like the gross-out porn stuff. Saw, Hostel. I like the classics like Jason and Michael and Texas Chainsaw. Yeah.
Those are great.
Yes, I like all of those.
I think Freddy Krueger's my favorite.
Oh, he's my least favorite.
Really? How come?
I can't be scared of a guy that's just delivering me cheesy one-liners.
Yeah, in a two-striped jumper.
Yeah. Yeah, he's basically like, I don't know, just an angrier Beetlejuice.
Well, they did really wreck it with the latest one. They ruined it horribly.
I love the original Friday the 13th. That is amazing. No, wait. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Using
my monsters. Now, I love the first Nightmare on Elm Street. That was good. I didn't like anything else after that. But I also did like the first Friday the 13th. That was really good as well.
Yes, Friday the 13th is great. But then you got Scream, and I like Scream. Scream's pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't like Scream as much. I don't know why.
It just, I don't know, wasn't that good, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was too sweet. It was like a sweet little delicate horror film.
It kind of, I guess, like a kind of like a dark comedy, a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little too funny, held my hand too many times at points. Didn't take any chances.
That's true. It's just a mystery phone caller that's, you know, going to hurt you, I guess.
Yeah, but it is a great date film, so that gives it something.
That's true. And they did make a new one, and it seemed to go well, so they're going to be having more, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're in an era of sequels and prequels at the moment.
Yep. Everybody's running out of ideas.
They are. Well, what would you like to see come back, I guess, or another sequel?
Well, I'm in love with all the new Bond stuff, so I'm ready for a new Bond film.
Yes, the It did really well, the new James Bond.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love all Bond films, except for Pierce Brosnan. He annoys me. But Daniel Craig is excellent. So I'm in love with all of his Bond stuff. And they just introduced the new Q. They introduced the new M. We finally got Moneypenny. We hadn't had Moneypenny yet in any of the recent Daniel Craigs until Skyfall. So it's like everything's coming together. So it is now time for a new Bond film.
Well, yeah, now they've got, as you said, they've got all them coming in, so there's still way more room for more.
I
It'll
would
be
like
great.
to see that. I'm just
More.
scared because almost like Skyfall almost didn't happen because MGM or whatever the company was like went under and yeah.
But then it made billions of dollars anyway, so.
Yeah, that is, I hope that that makes them want to make more because they have to.
Yes, that would be great. What else would you like to see?
I don't know.
That's kind of a tough question because all your favorite movies you don't want to see it get ruined.
Yeah, I can tell you what I don't want to see. I don't want to see an
Ahead.
American remake of Old Boy, and I do not want to
Oh,
see
yes.
American remake of Battle Royale. I don't want to see either of those things.
Well, people already say Battle Royale, Hunger Games is the American remake.
I completely disagree with that.
Me too.
100%. I love both, and I think anybody who thinks that Hunger Games is just a Battle Royale remake hasn't actually seen both.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Hunger Games was it was all right. I wasn't really keen on seeing it, but then when I did actually watch it, I kind of enjoyed it. I
Yeah, I
must
thought it was
admit.
pretty solid. I'm excited for the sequel.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they released the trailer and all that. Should be awesome.
Yeah, it looks great. I love because I read the books. So people had been telling me to read Hunger Games forever. And A, I don't read, and B, I don't do teenage novels. And I was like, there's no freaking way I'm going to read this crap. So finally, one friend was like, look, just read, the first chapter or two. It's not too long. And if you don't like it, then I'll never talk to you about it again. I was hooked. I read all three books in 3 days before the movies came out, and I loved the first Hunger Games movie because I think they did a really good job of representing the book, which is rare. A lot of movies don't represent their books well. So I'm excited for the second.
It should be awesome, I must admit. And yeah, Old Boy, I don't know. I'm not keen on that.
Yeah, why does it need to be American remade? Just read the subtitles.
Well, most of them don't want to read, I guess.
Yeah, I just think that some of the subject matter in Old Boy might be something that your American audience won't go see. The whole daughter thing, maybe.
Yes, are they actually going to be, copying everything, or because there's some stuff that people won't like, they'll probably walk out.
Yeah, I don't think that they will like that twist at all. Not the American audience. We're all squeamish when it comes to sex stuff.
Yes, that's right. And people get offended easy, especially these days.
Oh God, I know.
It's crazy. But anyway, I guess back to video games. I actually do have your YouTube page up because I was looking through them doing research, obviously.
Thank you.
Your How to Date a Gamer Girl video, 1 million views.
Yeah, most of that is hate,
Yeah,
but
yes, I'm gonna get to the hate, unfortunately, because some of the
yeah.
stuff is really stupid.
They're really tough on me on YouTube. Really,
Well,
really, really tough.
I was gonna bring it up later, but the Skyrim video,
Oh
wow.
God. I still get people emailing me death threats because of that.
That is insane. I'm looking now, 18 minutes ago, and there's still someone having a big sulk.
Skyfall was not the best RPG, you guys, in
You mean
any way, shape, or
Skyrim?
form. Or yeah, Skyrim.
Skyfall.
I'm still thinking about Bond here.
Well, see, that would make a great
Sky.
game, I
I
think.
know. Skyrim is not the best RPG ever. It wasn't even the best RPG of that year, so
It's not.
it drives me crazy.
It is, and so much hate. It's crazy, like it's extreme. It's been out for like one. Your video was out last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last
No,
year, right?
2011,
No.
I think.
Yeah. Something like that.
Either way, the hate is—it's insane. Like you
Yeah.
said, you were getting death threats in emails. Wow.
Yes. Yep.
I guess you don't want to go over
The
it.
internet is so ridiculous. Like they bitch about girls that don't have an opinion of their own on video games. Yet when one does, they hate that too.
They don't like hearing the truth.
Yeah. I guess.
But yeah, wow, so much hate. I don't want to get into it. It's stupid.
Yeah, YouTube's tough.
It's just children.
Tough peoples.
Well, you know, it's your channel. You can say whatever you want. I can understand, you know, keeping people happy, but not if the game sucks.
Yeah. And I gave reasons why I didn't like it.
Well, they obviously didn't listen to that.
No. Just heard me say I didn't think it was the best RPG ever, and they're like, what? They're
like, how dare you stupid gamer girl. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Die,
Kingdoms
die.
Of Amalur was such a better RPG. The Reckoning. That was more my style.
It was
up a mountain sideways for an hour is not my idea of fun.
Yes, walking simulator.
Yes. And the voice acting was so bad in that game.
Ah, terrible. But, yeah, do you like Fallout games? I guess it's kind of under the same family.
Yeah, I do.
Those are games. I still play New Vegas all the time. It's great.
Yeah, I do love RPGs. I'm still completely hooked to Guild Wars 2. That game takes take hours away of my day basically every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I do like a good, really good, long RPG.
Well, see, there are good ones. It's just people complain no matter what.
Yeah. I think Skyrim was like the RPG for not a lot of RPG players.
Mm.
The most people I know who are in love with Skyrim don't play other RPGs, which kind of confuses me because I would think that someone who doesn't play RPGs wouldn't like Skyrim.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
They would want something a little bit more training wheels, like Fable.
Yes, that's right. But then if they just play Skyrim and that's all, then everything else sucks to them.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's great. But then I wanted to guide them. I'm like, oh, but try these games instead.
But then they're like, shut up, you have no idea.
Yeah. I have to kill another dragon. I need to do another dragon show.
Yeah. Jeez. People are crazy.
Yeah, they're silly.
But then they go on appearance and then, it's crazy. I always see the comments. It's always about boobs. It's always about, you know, you have no idea.
I know, but it's so funny because I get more hate mail when I'm wearing a t-shirt than when I wear a tank top. When I wear a tank top, it's like, look, internet, I have boobs and they're going to be a part of my body forever.
Exactly.
I shouldn't have to like wear something just because, oh my God, there might be cleavage.
Yeah.
And no matter what I wear, unless it's a t-shirt or a turtleneck, I'm going to have cleavage because there's just boobs there.
Exactly. You're a woman. You have boobs. And they act like they've never seen them before.
Yeah. They're like, how dare she have cleavage?
Yeah. How dare you present yourself like that, Rachel?
I know. She cannot wear tank tops on YouTube. This is madness.
Yes,
but then when I wear a t-shirt, they get mad. They yell at me. I don't even know. So I just wake up, put something on, and realize that I'm just gonna get an earful no matter what I wear.
Well, even if you'd done it in your pajamas, that would still have a big sook.
Well, yeah, a lot of times I do. I just get up, I'll just change my shirt, and I'm still in my pajamas, and I'll do my videos, and it's still madness.
Well, what type of hate do you get? Because I'm surprised you can even get through your messages or your email inbox.
Oh yeah, I do read them. A lot of it is I get told by a lot of female gamers that like I am the worst representation of female gamers. And
wow, really?
Yeah, all because I have boobs.
Well, they probably hated your How to Date a Gamer Girl one.
You have boobs too, but I thought my How to Date a Gamer Girl video was honest.
Yeah. And they hated that, obviously.
Yeah, I never like talked down about girl gamers. I never said anything that was condescending to female gamers. I was really just trying to help. Like, a lot of gamer guys don't understand how to treat
a
girl.
How to approach, how to talk, yeah.
Yeah, or how to even, I've like played with so many guy gamers and their way of like hitting on me is completely destroying me in a game. That is not how you get a girl to like you. You play with her. You don't, like, try to headshot her every time she spawns.
Yeah, that's a great way of picking up.
So. Yeah, so I was really just trying to help. And people didn't see it that way.
You've got to tell me now how they've cracked onto you.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy. But yeah, what other ways have people tried to, you know, hit on you on as because you're a gamer girl?
I don't know. They're usually just very, very rough in a game. And that's not fun for me. If I'm not having fun with you, then even if I I'm playing with you in person and you're actually trying to date me, if I'm not having fun with you, then there's not going to be an attraction there. And if your main goal while I'm playing with you is to destroy me and make sure I can never actually get a shot in, that's not fun for me. And that's not attraction.
Yeah, that's not very impressive when you go, wow, I just killed your character. Let's date.
Yeah, but also like a lot of them will really, really brag about, oh my God, I was playing this 6-year-old and I completely dominated him. And it's like, yeah, that's not impressive either.
I want to know how many times have
you played a certain game? How many games have you played? How many characters do you have in Borderlands? That's what I find impressive. Not how many 6-year-olds have you headshotted.
Yeah, that's very impressive, beating up a 6-year-old.
Trying to say in the video is this is how you, this is what we want to know. And this is what we want to hear about. This is not what we want. A lot of gamer girls don't want flowers and teddy bears. We want action figures. We want, you know, stuff. We want gifts in Guild Wars 2. Send us new armor, that kind of stuff. That's how you do us. And I think that just because I was, I don't know. I think anytime maybe when you say girls usually like this, I think girls get mad, even if it's a completely honest thing. Girls like to feel pretty. And then you say that and they get all up in arms like, what are you saying? We should always be pretty?
Yeah.
Like, whoa, 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 whoa. I wasn't trying to attack you. I was just making a statement. And that's what I've been finding a lot about on YouTube. Yeah.
With the hate and yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of YouTube, the main star of your videos, Yoshi.
Yes, she is. She's got quite a little spotlight, especially in my live chats. Everybody wants me to leave the camera to go she. So I bring her on camera and yeah, she's pretty cute. She's actually cuddled up beside me right now.
Aww. Yeah. How long have you had her?
About 2 years. She's a rescue pup.
Oh, how did that happen?
I've been wanting a dog for a little while, and I don't really believe in like buying purebreds and going to breeders and stuff. So I just started looking around at rescue groups and rescue organizations for the kind of dog I wanted. And I went to an adoptathon or adoptathon or whatever, where they have a bunch of dogs. You go meet them all. So I was going to meet two other dogs, and neither of them really worked out. They seemed really uninterested or too scared. But not Yoshi. She was just like, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to go for a walk? I really like a walk. And I fell in love with her. And I took her home.
And that's that story.
That's our love story.
Aw. It is big featured on your videos.
I know. She needs to make more appearances.
She's going to have to start getting her own channel soon, I think.
I know.
Following her around.
Yoshi's reactions while I play video games.
Like a second camera experience.
Yeah, I'll just play a game, but instead of you seeing me play it, it's just going to be set on Yoshi. You watch her sleep.
That's right. Yes, we probably should get into cosplaying and conventions.
Uh-huh.
How is that going? How do you enjoy that? Well, how'd you get into it, first of all, I guess?
I got into it my first Comic-Con. A friend of mine wanted to put together like a cosplay group. And back then, cosplaying was really not cool. This
it was
like
the nerdy thing to do.
Oh, this is like maybe 2004 or something. I don't know, 2005. I don't remember. And I was like, really? We're going to go to this con and we're going to dress up like comic book characters?
That's so nerdy.
I was like, oh God, this is just weird. But I did it and I loved it. It was so much fun getting to walk around as we dressed up as a group from the Danger Girl comics, and then I did Supergirl also through that con, and it was just so awesome. Everybody was great. It was awesome being able to meet people who recognized the costumes and getting to talk with them and just totally geek out about things that I love, meeting other people that love things that I love. It was just such a great experience. And I do it mainly to go to cons in costume and just like geek out with other people that love the same things I do.
Well, you pretty much got a fan base out of it.
Yeah, my Cammy costume that did really well for me. I'm planning on reprising.
Oh well.
Yeah, my butt in the Cammy costume did really well for me.
That's what got you your stardom. your Cammy butt, obviously.
Yeah, but, so I'm thinking about reprising that costume soon. I'm gonna upgrade it.
Oh really? What do you think you're doing to it?
I'm gonna change the green. The green's a little bit too bright for me. And I want to like upgrade the arm glove gauntlet things. Mm-hmm. And my hair is not long as Cammy's, so I think I might actually go with a wig with that. Which pains me because she's blonde and so am I, and I don't like
and
wearing
you have to get a wig.
Wigs, and I hate wigs. God, they're so itchy. But I think I will for the reprisation or whatever of that costume.
Updated version, yeah.
Yeah, just so it would be really long like hers.
Oh, yeah. What else are you thinking of doing? You already have Thor, you had She-Hulk.
Yeah. For Comic-Con this year, I'm planning out Kasumi from Dead or Alive.
Okay.
And I'm planning on, but I'm not sure if I'm going to actually have it done in time, female Dante from the original Devil May Cry.
Oh, okay. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
What, with the sword and everything?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
That should be awesome. Now, who is your favorite cosplayer?
Anybody who dresses up like Nathan Drake.
Woman, man, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's, well, as long
your
as it's
Nathan Drake one was pretty awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, and Stormtroopers. Anybody in a Stormtrooper?
Oh, yes, of course.
Has my favorite. Yes, that's a sexy Darth costume. Vader. Yeah, I like Darth Vader's too.
But see, then you've got like cosplayers like Jessica Negri and the well-known ones, I guess.
Yeah.
But cosplaying, it seems hard, I must admit.
Ugh. It's very difficult. The creation's difficult. Getting things, like, when they're in picture, they look like it works. But then when you put it on, you're like, there is no freaking way this actually would ever work and be something I could walk or sit in. So you have to figure a way to make it look right, but you can still maneuver in. And then walking around a con and not having it all fall apart is difficult, but it's so much fun at the same time.
Well, what are some good con experiences you've had?
Definitely Kratos. I was dressed up like Kratos, and I was asked to come to the God of War panel.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
And I was just like, oh, that's amazing. And so then afterwards, they brought me up on stage with the panel, and I got to meet the artists, got to meet some of the writers and character artists, and I was just like completely in a fangirl moment. It's like, I'm meeting God of War people, and I'm just like Kratos. So that was probably my favoriteest, most bestest cosplay experience.
That is pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah.
And what about your worst?
My worst?
I guess you don't have to say any names.
The worst is probably just trying to maneuver Comic-Con in costume. Because it's so crowded. True, yeah. It's like shoulder to shoulder. Sometimes you're not even moving. You're standing still because there's nowhere to move. It's so – I don't even know how they get away with fire regulations there because it is ridiculously crowded. And then trying to maneuver in costumes is really difficult.
Well, there would be some crazy costumes there, especially with the ones that are really huge and
– yeah, with wings and everything.
Very detailed.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah. Actually, let's see here. I did write some things down. I probably should get to them rather than blabbering on.
It's all good.
You started a new YouTube series, Rachel's Box.
Yes.
What is the best thing you've received?
Oh, wow. You know, I'm going to do the cop-out answer and say I love it all because it's all so different. I love the letters. I love when people send me stuff that's representative of their country. I love the stuff from my wish list, of course, but I love stuff where people will send me things that they just see and they makes them think of me. And so they're like, oh, Rachel would like this. And they send it to me. That's incredibly sweet. I love when people send me their own artwork. I just, all of it. I'm surprised I haven't gotten any dick pics yet, but everything.
Penis sculptures. And
yeah, exactly. The fact that people just want to send me anything at all is seriously like the sweetest gesture ever.
That is pretty awesome. Where is the, I was going to say, what type of places do people send you stuff from? It's been far and wide, hasn't it?
Yeah, Brazil, England. Oh, what was the other one? There was another one that was,
I think on your last one, you had one in like Belgium.
Yeah, Belgium. That was it.
That's
Belgium,
crazy.
Cause... Brazil and England are the ones outside of America that I've gotten from.
It must make you feel special that you've got actually people that would send you stuff from those places.
It's so honoring. It is. It makes me feel special. It makes me feel loved. It makes me feel honored. It really is just amazing. Yeah.
That is. I think I'm gonna have to send you something from Australia. Be the first Australian to send you something.
Yeah, totally. Send me a little like baby kangaroo.
The cliche item to send.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll see if I can find one playing video games or something.
Yeah, just send me a live one. Just box it up, punch some holes in there, and ship it on its way.
Just, yeah, knocks on your door and punches, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. All right, I'll ask you the hard questions. Your top three video games.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's always hard. Because I love different games for such different reasons. BioShock 1.
Mm-hmm. Which I haven't finished yet.
Oh, my goodness. Eternal Darkness.
Yep.
Uncharted 2.
Ah, Uncharted. That is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you enjoy number 3?
I did. I loved it. It's got Nathan Drake in it.
Oh, that's right. He's your ultimate man.
He is. One of these days, he's not going to be able to escape.
Well, now that you live in Los Angeles, you should get cast in the movie if they make it.
I know, right? It's like a natural choice. You know, I was joking on my last live chat that I'm closer to Naughty Dog now, and that they probably have like a blacklist of do not allow this girl to enter. She is crazy. Because I talk about their video game character so much, they probably think I've lost it.
You just send them emails. What's Nathan doing? You know he's a character.
No, I'm just going to start sending like love letters addressed to Nathan Drake at Naughty Dog. I'm going to start sitting outside their offices.
Yeah, that would be weird. Three favorite television shows.
Firefly.
Yep.
American Horror Story.
That's such a great show.
Quantum Leap.
Wow, I wouldn't expect that at all.
I was trying to think of all time, so those are my.
Oh,
my
okay, top. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not like how everyone likes the big ones, you know, Breaking Bad and stuff like that.
Nah, I couldn't get into Breaking Bad. I tried. It was too dramatic for me. It was
too dramatic.
It was like all these things kept going wrong, and I'm like, really? In real life, none of this stuff would be going wrong like this. It's a little bit too, like, coincidental. So I just couldn't get into it. And everything that would go wrong, and it would be really just, like, the biggest deal ever. It's kind of like the Brady Bunch, where by the end of the episode, there was a huge problem, it changed their lives, and then they fixed it and sang a song. That's kind of, like, Breaking Bad for me, just without the song.
The Brady Bunch. That's a good one. I'm a huge fan of Breaking Bad, but, you know, it's not for everyone, I guess. That's like people that love Buffy and shows like that.
Yeah, I could never get into those either.
Yeah, no, or Supernatural and stuff like that. I don't really like those, to be honest. But three favorite movies.
Oh, boy.
Well, as you said, you like Jason and stuff like that.
Yeah. Perfume is definitely one of them.
Really? I haven't heard of that one.
Perfume, The Story of a Murderer, is such an amazing film.
Wow, I'm going to look that up now.
So amazing. Then I have to go with Star Wars series and the Indiana Jones series, except
Crystal Skull.
Let's ignore that one. Just like Star Wars, we're going to ignore 1, 2, and 3. That doesn't happen in my universe. And same with Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. That doesn't happen in my Indiana Jones universe either.
Oh, they made some terrible movies for sequels and prequels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't have anything else written down, I must admit.
Okay.
Is there anything you'd like to plug? Plug all your stuff so the listeners can find you.
We mention my YouTube a lot, so that's youtube.com/RachelMoore.
Yep.
And for daily fun, my Twitter, which is just at the Rachel.
At the Rachel, that's right.
Yeah, someone had already had my name Rachel. So I was like, okay, she can be Rachel. I'm going to be the Rachel. Boom.
Well, yeah. You got Rachel.com, so you scored that.
Yes, yes. I luckily did.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm choking up here. Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
You probably didn't expect to have a podcast interview from Australia.
No, but it's awesome. I love it.
Well, the funny thing is, actually, how I found you was I'm a listener of We Talk Games.
Oh, yeah.
A podcast from Wiggly. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, well, there we go. Yeah, I used to follow his podcast, and I still chat to him here and there, and I think you were on We Talk Games one time.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I found you from there. I'm like, oh, she's funny.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I do know those guys.
They're fun. But they don't make podcasts anymore, which is a shame.
Yeah. I do talk to them every now and then, I believe, on Twitter.
Yes, that's right. But, before we go, what else do you have coming up? You said E3, you got your...
E3, Comic-Con, Anime Expo, PAX Prime. Those are my big things coming up.
And that's where you're cosplaying and probably doing some live presenting or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't cosplay at E3. That's not a cosplay convention.
Oh,
but
that's right, yes.
I will be at Comic-Con in Kasumi, hopefully Dante, and two other costumes. Hopefully my revised Cammy. And then one other costume that I'm not supposed to talk about yet.
Oh,
and
really?
And then PAX Prime. I don't know if I'll have a new costume for that or if I'm just going to reprise something from Comic-Con. It really depends. I usually like to ask everybody on Twitter, like, hey, if you didn't go to Comic-Con, but you're going to PAX, is there a costume you want me to do again? And I will, just for them.
And is it always different fans at the different cons?
Yes. Yeah. And I give away hugs.
Is that what you do? Your free hugs.
Yeah, well, I kept feeling bad because people would say, oh, I saw you at a con, but you looked busy or I didn't want to bother you. And, like, meeting a fan or something is never bothering me, and I'm never too busy for that. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to give them an incentive. If you come say hi to me, I will give you a freaking hug, and it's going to be magical. So hopefully that helps, like, break down nervousness.
Well, that's true. People probably would be nervous to come talk to you at cons and...
But I'm really nice!
Well, we know that, but, you know, people, they're probably still intimidated. They're like, oh, like you said, oh, she looks busy. She's all in a costume. She's talking to some press or something.
Yeah, I'm never too busy for the fans. Oh, they're my awesome. Number one priority.
That's awesome. Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you, too.